This is Colin from GBH, and you're observing Radio Like You Want.
And if you're up for smoking, guy,
I'll break the habit of a lifetime and do a quick bung with you.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Flag the Ripper.
Mike Routier, the mastermind, has returned.
With my good friend, Flag the Ripper, rock
you
legend.
You know how we do, Mike. This week, GBH. Little bit of old school street. They're somewhere between street and working for a living, punk.
Out of Birmingham, UK 82, they kicked it all off.
Brummy, hardcore, man.
Yeah, that's right. We got Colin stopped by the studio when GBH was in town, and we had ourselves quite a time, let me tell you.
Indeed we did, but we got a lot of the regular features that I know you like to include, Mike. The Globetrotter, of course.
Oh, yeah, one of my favorites.
It came from the garage.
Ooh, it's
the Estrogen OD.
Got a little something for the ladies. You know, we never fail.
You're sounding particularly morning show, Mike.
Notching it up this time. But hey, I wanted to mention, we did have quite a time with Colin when they stopped into the town. Remember that crazy adventure when we got stopped on the street by employees of Maximum Rock and Roll?
And man, they're trying to bite our shows. That's what I've been saying. Indie. For 20 years, they've been biting our style.
Now we were coming down the pack. One of the funniest things is you go into the thing, it's a big warehouse. It looks like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark or something. And Colin goes in there and he's like, hey, what if they got NME records? He goes down there and he's thumbing through them, pulls out this 45 bootleg I've never seen. It's called Great Big Hairdos, and it's got some goofy fucking looking cartoon of himself. Believe I've seen this one.
He did have a great big hairdo, no question about it.
But he was great to have on, and we had a fun time. Interview coming up in just a minute, but we're going to start things off with one of his peers here, Discharge with Warning on Radio.
Like You Want.
Hold it.
Okay.
Schmeasel.
My
orders from General Lee is to hold the Mason-Dixon line, and no Yankees are crossing it.
General Lee? Why, the war between the states ended almost 90 years ago.
I'm no clock watcher.
Well, I drink a lot of whiskey, and I'm smoking all the time. And I'm getting fucked up every goddamn night. Everybody's doing cocaine and starting up fights. And I'm living fast and hard and dying young with my fists up right. Living fast and lonely, doing what I do. And I'm spitting in your face, 'cause I'm dominating you. Living hard and doing time, 'cause I don't give a fuck. And I've been beat down and thrown around, and now my friend, you're out of luck. 'Cause I punch, fight, fuck.
Punch, fight, fuck.
Just to get me along.
Just to get me stoned.
I've done my share of raising since the day I was born. Yeah, I punch, fight, fuck.
Punch, fight, fuck.
Just to get me along.
Just to get me stoned.
And I've done my share of raising hell ever since 71. Well, I'm always getting loaded on the evil side of town. That's where I'm hanging out, 'cause I'm always feeling down. Living fast and lonely and using what I use. And I'm looking for a whore, and I'm gonna fuck her black and blue. 'Cause I punch, fight, fuck.
Punch, fight, fuck.
Just to get me alone.
Just to get me stoned.
Well, I've done my share of raising hell ever since the day I was born. Yeah, I punch, fight, fuck.
Punch, fight, fuck.
Just to get me alone.
Just to get me stoned.
And I've done my share of raising hell ever since 71. Fucking drinking, drinking myself blind, drinking my own blood, because I'm above the humankind. Don't give a fuck, and I'm always fucking mad. And don't you ever think about putting me in your goddamn rehab. My blood is like a poison, always raping you. It's gonna make you see a side that you never fucking knew. Doing what I'm doing, and I'm always fucking hard. And I'm doing dope, smoking smoke. Sometimes I gotta steal me a car. 'Cause I punch, fight, fuck.
Punch, fight, fuck.
Just to get me along.
Just to get me stoned.
I've done my share of raising hell since the day I was born. Yeah, I punch, fight, fuck.
Punch, fight, fuck.
Just to along
just to get me stoned.
And I've done my share of raising hell ever since 71. Yeah, I've done my share of raising hell ever since the day I was born.
We will review these techniques with special attention to the use of death blows.
Our proudest interview ever, Mike, as I recall.
With Sir Peter Murphy, lasted the whole, like, 30 seconds until he hung up on us?
Sir Peter Murphy.
I don't think he got our kooky kind of humor, Blag.
You got to hand it to Peter Murphy and Trent Reznor both. How many beautiful girls with pale white skin have sliced into their tender young flesh with razor blades and other exotic implements to that music, Mike?
I'm doing it right now, Blag. Give me a hand over here, man. Get this cut deep.
All the young cutters, the goth babes with their tragic existences. Mike, come on, roll with me here.
Peter Murphy, Trent Reznor doing a Joy Division cover there, Warsaw. That's when they headed out on tour together, Bauhaus, Nine Inch Nails back in 07. Each of those guys, they stopped around the radio stations, did a little live set here, there, and everywhere, playing some of their favorite tunes. Well, that's just one of them. For that, Hank Williams III with Punch, Fight, Fuck. A Gigi Allen cover, their acoustic version of that one.
Punch, Fight, and Fuck.
Yeah.
Just punch them.
I thought it meant like punch. Like tropical punch. Hawaiian punch.
Nice rum punch.
Maybe a nice refreshing rum punch. And before that, Discharge Warning. That came from 1983 there.
It came from England, Mike. That's
all the way from England.
Together.
Import.
I know you've been watching the Paralympics where all of the best...
Where they put up the
athletes
South Korean flag for the North Korean athletes, and they all stormed out of the building.
Did
about
they
that
really?
One?
Wow, I didn't hear about that. See,
it
you're
was a
up
crazy
on all the news feeds.
Blag, you got to get out there in the world more. You got to see what's around the other side. You got to experience
Globetrotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from Points Unknown, as we bring you
Globetrotter. Mike, this week we've gone all the way to Malaysia. Tell me about this band.
Oh, my God. Like, where do I even start? I mean, first of all, they're called, what are they
Sergeant
called?
Hassan.
See? You know more about it than I do already. It's Play Fast or Die, Blag, this week's Globetrotter.
What's wrong now? He just suddenly went out of his head!
Yo, Radio Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly Staff Writer at punknews.org, and I'm here to bring you some brand new music from Star Fucking Hipsters. We've had on the show before. They've got a brand new split 7-inch out. This is off that. It's a rudimentary Peni cover, but they do it in a third wave ska style. This is Media Controller.
Controller.
Bye.
still relevant. Still relevant, Mike Routier.
Still, it's just the legend keeps snowballing.
Star by. Fucking hipsters with their cover of Media Controller.
That's by who? Who wrote the original bag?
Rudimentary Peni. It's English, Mike. It all ties together. It's Olympian. How's your dressage horse doing this time around?
That's a cover of Olympian proportions there. That's before a gold medal
that,
cover.
We heard, speaking of gold medal covers, Slayer, a classic American rock and roll band.
A little slice of Americana.
They covered Sick Boy, and of course, that's by GBH.
Whoa.
It all ties together,
what?
Mike. The music, the songs, the
dancing. That is insane.
The choreography.
The choreography.
The calligraphy. You bring it all together, Mike.
I'm telling you, the stage production alone is worth going to their shows. And who'd we start with, Blag?
Well, we started with Sarjan Hassan. Sarjan Hassan.
Oh,
Play Fast
I get it.
Or Die. Now, they're from Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty top-down and regimented, restricted society over there.
Is that right?
Islamic in its proportions.
Does that make it bad?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. To hear some hardcore punk rock, it gives me hope, Mike. Maybe we can drag them into the pit that we're in.
Maybe we could become an Islamic society and still enjoy our punk rock. I mean, it's an
Sarjan
option.
Hassan.
Just throwing it on the table and seeing a few sticks, you know what I'm saying?
They give us hope.
That's what they do every week. All right, so what the hell is on the agenda here? What are
we
going to do next? Where are we going to zig?
Talking.
How are we going to zag?
We're talking to Colin from GBH.
Oh,
people got
right.
excited on the street. They were waylaying us, but we got him
well,
over
let's
here.
Get a little background here. When exactly did GBH get going? When did they get off the couch and say, I'm going to be a band?
It must have been 1980.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
I can, and you actually got that one right.
They were
Where are they from?
They are from Birmingham, England, Mike.
All right.
Are you talking to me?
How did
like
they spike
I'm
their hair?
Hip?
How did they get their hair to
it's
spike?
It's interesting.
It like that?
They
what
use,
product did they
use? They use the semen of skinheads.
That's
skinhead
very
semen.
Environmentally conscious, actually.
That's right.
Not,
and that's,
nothing goes to waste at all.
That's part of the way they've been able to stay alive this long.
All right. So we did actually talk to Colin of GBH, and, it went something like this.
Tell me what it was like in the original wave of punk rock. I mean, was it like a daily battle, just walking down the street looking crazy?
Yeah, it was. Especially at weekends, because we could only drink in one pub in Birmingham. Only one pub would let punks
in. So you're a Brummie?
Yeah. But to get to that pub was a battle, because you'd have to either run past or fight. Gangs of like straight people, gangs of bikers, skinheads. There was loads of little tribes.
Is this when you were a band? Are you guys GBH at this point, or is this before?
Yeah, just before, yeah.
And were you identified by the music you were listening to, or by the stuff you were doing, or by the teams you were supporting? Just by the way you looked.
And you guys were full, like you didn't leave the house unless you had your huge spikes going
to,
the whole thing.
I used to have this one bed sit, which is like a little apartment thing. And we all used to meet there on a Friday and like, get ready to go out. And if it was raining, we'd put plastic bags over our heads. And not run to the bus stop.
But I mean, it's all like plumage in order to get women. So it was the idea like you guys had it because your crop of girls had wild outfits as well? Was that the...
I don't know what it was. It was just, it wasn't one-upmanship. Oh, he's got a 2-inch Moic and I'm going to get a 3-inch. Everyone was trying to do their own thing and come out with a new sort of, you know, someone would have a Moic and with a bit on the side and then someone would, you know, modify that.
But at what point does it become too much of a hassle? Like you're saying, you're running through the rain with a trash bag on your head to preserve your hair. At some point it becomes, you know, the masculinity of that sort of gets diffused when you're so worried about your hair.
Then you start fighting. That's the point. It's like then they attack you for
That's
the hair.
That's when the fists start flying.
That's right.
Did you ever fight anyone with a trash bag on your head?
No. I'd look ridiculous.
Well, they would have if
you
would have kicked their ass.
That's right. It'd be like people would be shouting at him, dude, you got your ass kicked by a guy
dude,
with a trash can. Trash bag on his head.
All right, back in a minute with Colin of GBH right here on Radio. Like you want. Radio Like You Want. We're here with Colin of GBH. Colin, what do you guys, like the fourth or the eighth generation of punk? I'm a little confused. Can you clear that up for me?
We're kind of considered the second generation because we were the audience of the first wave of punk. You know, the Clash, the Pistols, the Ramones. And the message that I got was, this is punk rock. Go out and form your own band. So that's what everyone sort of was, either in a band or they were planning to be a band or they just left a band or it was just all bullshit, but they liked to talk like they was in a band. And then it sort of slowly happened for us. Then we got our first gig.
And what was that?
A benefit gig for prostitutes.
Oh, that's perfect. Wow, so you just got paid in sexual favors?
It we did like get paid. I think we might have got £10.
But in England, that gets you three blowjobs, right?
Probably better then, yeah.
You get paid in vouchers or something?
Redeemable. Redeemable in any corner.
Wow.
Well, but that was a crass band called Poison Girls.
Persons Unknown?
Yeah.
They have a song called Persons
and
Unknown.
And it was there, we were like third support to them, but it was that first thing. And then,
and how were they benefiting prostitutes exactly?
All the money was going to the prostitutes.
Doesn't that just go straight to their pimp, though?
Probably, I mean, yeah.
It's really a pimp benefit at that point.
I wonder what that guy in the fedora was doing.
All right, well, getting back to this second generation conversation, and GBH was a very pivotal band in that, almost like a defining band, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, your style.
It was more real. Like you said, the art school stuff, the first wave had a little tinge of, some of the Pistols and the Clash went to art school and all that, and it was seen as a route into music, I suppose.
Sure.
Whereas we were living on the streets, stealing stuff, and doing anything just to...
Did you live in squats and things like
that?
Yeah. So you were expected more to be like a working class guy, you just weren't going along with the program?
I wasn't.
That was the idea?
I was expected to work in a factory. And
Is your family was? Your friends' families as well?
Birmingham was a big... all the car factories were there in Birmingham. Not now, it's all changed. But that was like kind of, that's your destination.
I guess that heavy sound kind of, Black Sabbath and stuff.
Yeah,
all the same thing.
People have tried to analyse it. It's like, there's two ways to get out of Birmingham. It's like be a footballer or be in a band.
Right. And you weren't athletic enough.
Well, I was. I wasn't quite good enough.
Right. You couldn't make it in the football realm. You rocked them instead.
Yeah.
GBH on radio like you want.
Face on face, so insane. Living on edge in a bullet train. The answer comes with a change like that. Ringing a bell out, that love is gold. Well, I'm all fueled up, I'm wearing a crown. When the lights go up and the kids get down. And now I'm a stranger in this town. But the lights go up and the kids get down. Biscuit and butter to eat. Getting used to that Eastern beat.
kids get down. Kids get down. Miles to the ground, but I got some perks. But all I want is a phone that works. And it's routine, I need a release. Falling down at the hazard of peace. Well, I'm all fueled up, I'm wearing a crown. When the lights go up and the kids get down. And now I'm a stranger in this town. The kids get down.
Kids still love GBH. Why is it that some bands are just bands that people like and other bands are bands that like resonate with kids? What is it about the kids? Who did you molest? Come on.
Jimmy Person.
Did you hear? You heard it here first, folks.
Did you hear he got? He's on the sexual offenders
list. No. Really? Yeah, him and Gary Glitter. Who would have imagined?
Because they were supposed to play Punk Rock Bowling.
Oh, so this is real recent.
Yeah, yeah. And some organisation in America found out about Jimmy Percy on this register. And they got...
Wow.
Because Cutney Rejects took over from him.
So now, is this like gay porn? Is this straight porn? Is this kiddie porn?
You're talking kiddie, right?
What are we
Apparently
talking
about? Kissed a 15-year-old girl or something.
Oh, okay.
I'd kiss a 15-year-old girl. Come on.
Now we're talking like going to Vietnam for the, weird sex party with a 5-year-old boy.
Wow, he kissed a 15-year-old girl. Listen, maybe the kids were united.
I still want to know all the details myself.
That's right. Well, write us in. Jimmy? Yep.
What happened?
We need to know.
What's the details? Get yourself out of this.
Get yourself out of this. We'll bring you here to the States. You can sleep with all the Laotian boys you want.
Let's talk a little bit about your record here. We're getting off track.
That's right. We're getting off track.
You got a new record, Perfume and Piss. You're able to integrate this one in a live set. And some of these tracks just seem to just fit right in as if they've been there forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an old pair of slippers.
Yeah, comfortable.
What was different about this with you guys? You think you're able to capture what you did?
Yeah, well, we got 99% of the songs well rehearsed. Mm-hmm. We'd even played some live, so we were like comfortable with it. And then we just went in and did a 2-week blast in the studio, putting down the tracks. Then we went on tour for 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and we came back and did another week of overdubs and stuff. Sent it to Lars Fredriksson.
So he mixed the record for you guys?
Yeah, yeah, and then so it was all cool. It was our first virtual record.
And when you were playing those live, I guess the crowd, you're getting a good response from the crowd, so you guys knew that you had some good batch this time around. Mm-hmm. Well, should we hear one more? What's another good one that you like?
Cadillac One.
Give me a little something about this song.
I wrote Cadillac One in Japan about George Bush, basically.
He's more like a pinto. I mean, come on. You're what giving him a lot.
Yeah, what's the connection from the title to George Bush?
Whatever vehicle the president's in, it's called, you know, the plane's
something
called Air
more.
Force One.
Right, right. Gotcha. Okay.
If he was in a wheelchair, it'd be wheelchair. And the car is called Cadillac One. That's the call sign the Secret Service uses. So I've read. But by the time the record come out, that nice Mr. Barack Obama's the president.
Well, here's that nice old GBH with Cadillac One on radio, like you want.
gentleman, I've been told, kind of a feller that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, that guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Of course, it ain't cause I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon it to hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, but I ain't dead yet, quite. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything's gotta stop while they smoke the cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate you hate to make him wait. You've gotta have another cigarette. Chuck Thompson. Kick it on out, Chuck.
Go. Do you want a cigarette?
No, I'm good. I'll smoke dope.
I haven't got any on me.
What do you call homosexuals if you're calling your cigarettes bad?
Poofs, of course. Right? You knew that one, didn't you?
Poofs! That's a great name. And the full name is Poofter. Yeah, does anyone follow through and say Poofter, or is it basically let it go at Poof?
There's so many names for it. But they've all turned them around, you know, like the nigger thing, you know, blacks started calling themselves nigger.
Right.
It diffused, and it's their word now, which is power to them, you know.
Flip the power up.
Gays have done the same thing.
What do punk rockers call themselves?
Punk rockers.
We've turned around and accepted it. We've said, all right, fine, we're the punk. Well, when punk started, it was the guy who was getting fucked.
Yeah.
Right? Now we can be the fucker and not just the fucky. Fucker.
We like butts, we like to smoke. Meth was smooth and then we freak. And we tweak and tweak and tweak until we are completely weak. Then we take dollars and we crash. In the morning start with hash. We stay baked until midday. When we're told by the sun's bright ray, it's special time for special K. Mornings to the kitchen we sneak. Pretty with nitrous breakfast treat. Lunch we skip with Ritalin. And then for dinner, suppose we'll put some powder up our nose, cause we'll get numb teeth, we do grind, we'll solve our problems of mankind. Then all cheeky we will get the boys, say sadly we regret, erect penises on coke you can't forget. And the day after that we might be feeling kind of fat, so we say that that's enough, we take steroids to get buff, and then some glue we huff, huff, huff.
Tell me about the sick underbelly of Birmingham. I mean, growing up there, place me back, late 70s, early 80s, there must have been a lot of dope. I'm talking pre-punk, when you guys were just little long-haired freaks running around looking like Ozzy. Birmingham.
Cider.
Cider?
Teenagers.
Whoa, I didn't know you were a cider freak.
There was a corner shop, you could always buy some and get...
Any particular brand? I used to be partial to Dixon cider.
Dixon? Strongbow?
Yeah.
Now you guys are heading off to Hawaii. Speaking of Hawaii, it's tough to imagine you on the beach there with just some board shorts paddling out. You do a lot of surfing when you go to these countries.
No.
And where else have you been? You guys have been traveling the world.
Indonesia.
Okay, there's another first.
What's it like playing in Indonesia?
Strange.
I thought they didn't take kindly to the punk rock types over there in Indonesia. Didn't a couple kids just get caned or
no, whatever? that was Bandar Aceh, that's right in the very north.
For what?
You might have to put a trash bag on your head if you go over there.
Some punk kids were doing, it was a charity gig, and the local on that sheriff or whatever he'd be, had them all arrested, had the Mohican shaved off, burnt the clothes, made them bathe in a lake, gave them a toothbrush and
had
a bar
of soap. Re-education camp.
Yeah, wow. Hadn't heard about this.
So then
maybe they're on to something. We should do that at your guys' gigs. I've seen some of these chicks.
This is pretty far from there.
Yeah, this is miles away. Someone likened it to a small town in Texas where the redneck sheriff. Jakarta, where we played, is quite westernized. Well, we had a police escort from the airport to the hotel.
You're a great man. I don't care what they say about you, Colin.
It's all lies.
I got sanctuary. Take them out of community.
yeah. He did do the part. That's so essential, Blag. I keep telling you.
This that was a rousing number. Very Birmingham, Mike.
Diplomatic Immunity from City Baby's Revenge. That's their sophomore, if you will, LP from 1986. Wow, let me tell you, all kinds of insight into Colin's life, how GBH just operates and does things and moves about this world. You are now
more than I ever thought I would know about GBH.
It's like eight documentaries distilled down into that 20 minutes or so of stuff.
That was just the essence of GBH. You managed to pull it out, as you always pull the essence out of these different rock artists, Mike.
Yeah. Anyway, we heard some classics in there as well. Some new ones from GBH, too. Got a great new-ish record called Perfume and Piss, and we heard Kids Get Down from that. We heard Cadillac One, and we heard their classic Give Me Fire. And a couple of zingers in there. Smoke, Smoke, Smoke Those Cigarettes from Tex Williams. And a pretty bizarre one from Roger Neal and Julian Somebody called We Like Mushrooms. Now, that's from a play they did called The Beastly Bombing, which I believe is still running down in L.A. Catch it if you can.
If you can. But, you know, right about now, Mike, we like to drift back in time if we can.
Happier, simpler time.
That's right. A time before City Babies had to fear being devoured by rats.
Rats.
This was a time when different kinds of animals ran across the airwaves. Crazy elephants.
Oh, my God.
Mastodon.
Came busting out of the garage, maybe?
It came from the primordial depths of the garage.
Well, we're talking about some crazy-ass elephants. That animal intro was very appropriate. Dark Side of My Mind.
Done. Oh, you like him because he's quite just been here. He's really got it, you know. Oh, God, it's getting late.
It's a good one now.
Some other time, baby.
All the way from England, Birmingham to be exact.
That is some Bay Area shit. Don't fuck with me, man. Dan the Automator, of
with
course.
DJ Shadow, nonetheless. On the classic Bombay the Hard Way, Blag. You remember that one?
That was a classic record. That kind of preceded the whole Gorillaz movement, didn't mm-hmm. it? Or no, wait, Gorillaz came before that.
Hey, nobody cares, man. If you say it, it's true. Let's just roll with that, huh? Don't second question yourself. Crazy Elephant before that. That huge 60s supergroup, Dark Side of My Mind.
Gimme good loving.
Backed with Dark Side of My Mind. That was the It Came from the Garage feature this episode.
It's all about the B-sides, Mike. That's the beauty of your art, that you pick out those sick and demented B-sides that were on otherwise kind of clean, dare I say, commercial A-sides. Yes. Classic,
yes,
nonetheless.
Commercial.
But yet with a more commercial feel. And yet digging into the underground, come up and pull out that
It's a
B-side.
Profession, man, you know. It's what we
that's
do for
That's the garage.
That's where it comes from. Week after week, we do that for you, the listener. And we keep it on coming. B-side after B-side, barraging you.
We never forget who our listeners are. Who are they, Mike?
Well, there's Joe. This guy that lives over in West Covina. Over
is
there.
That
then we got
Joe
Darnia.
West Covina. Okay.
She listens from Tucson, Arizona.
Got
She's
some
a big
Mexican
fan.
Lowrider guys
Couple
I saw
Mexicans,
when I was at Carosi's Whizburger.
So we're diverse
the other day.
Here.
So there's all kinds of people listening to the show. But what I've been wondering about is, you know, what kind of a female perspective do we have, Mike? Do we ever get in there and kind of get
Glad
something sort
asked,
of
Blag.
More delicate?
Because
that sort
as
of
it turns out,
sense.
We always have something for the ladies.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back.
Oh yeah. Time once again for the caring, touching, shaggy side of Radio Like You Want. Got a weird one this week, Blag. The Shags from 1969. Worst group ever. Of course, Zappa thought they were the Cat's Meow. This is their classic record called Philosophy of the World, a little tune called That Little Sports Car. Take a listen.
There was a sports car on the road.
On the road.
I thought I knew the fella that drove. That little sports car was slippery as an oyster. Following it was like riding on. Around the corners and over the bumps, every minute faster and faster,
my heart thumped.
Well, finally he stopped to get some gas. If I was to catch up, I had to move fast, to move fast. I stepped on the gas and just made the corner. Wow, I was almost a goner, goner. When I got
Attention, attention, this is Fu Manchu.
gonna get you high. See, when you stimulate your own mind for one common cause, you see who's the real motherfucker. See
the
what
real
you
motherfuckers,
see
old dirty bastard, live and uncut by Wu-Tang Clan.
Pure Peruvian
raw hide featuring Method Man. Mike, we've come to the end of another one. Tell these motherfuckers who to listen to, when to listen to, and where.
RadioLikeYouWant.com is where we got all the information compacted into one spot for all y'all. Podcasts are posted every Friday, so get them while they're fresh. Interviews at RadioLikeYouWant.com is the email where you send us your tracks. You send us our show IDs. You send us your requests. Dirty stories from horrible people is what we like to hear.
We got to thank Colin from GBH for coming in, giving his time, talking some shit. ODB in the place to be, Mike. We are loose and wild
Big
this week. We're on
shows
drugs this week.
And every week. Big shows coming up. We got Jello, Biafra, Andrew, WK, Valiant Thor, Pension Division, Factory Mind. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, gotta come back to attack. Killing niggas who said they got stacks. Cause I don't give a fuck. I wanna see blood, whether it's period blood or busting your fucking face, some blood going out my fucking mind. Every time I get around devils, let me calm down.
Greedy Worldwide.